Gracias.
Thank you.
Estamos. Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Resaltar, como lo dijeron, que...
Yes, thank you, Chair. Unfortunately, as others have said, 20 years after the DDPA, the situation and structural conditions related to the situation of people of African descent throughout the world have not changed. And unfortunately, in recent years, we actually have seen growing levels of institutional and police violence against our communities. Now, respond to the question that was raised. In Argentina, we actually have seen a movement backwards in the policies of the neoliberal government from 2015 to 2019 that did not make it possible for us to move forward with this specific human rights agenda related to the Africa people population of people of African descent in Argentina. Now, since the arrival of President Alberto Fernandez, we have started once again the specific work on human rights and people of African descent. And this led to the creation of the National Directorate of Human Rights Equality. And we have said, as I have mentioned, we're moving forward with the interagency roundtable on public policies related to populations of African descent. In conclusion, I would like to stress once again the importance to involve civil society to analyze these processes, and also the importance of the programs of the United Nations system aimed at bolstering this global agenda. And as Mr. Murillo said, the importance of having a fourth world conference that will include the results of the decade of on people of African descent. And I thank you, and we are all working towards a world free of racism, xenophobia, and discrimination. Thank you.